might as well. You recruited me, so here I am. I actually have another friend here. She'll benefit from it, too.
Okay.
My name is Nicole. Okay.
We will be starting the conference in a minute.
What's it on?
The holidays between now and Shavuot.
Anyway, I can get you in here. I'll take it. Can you sing me or not?
No, you have to change your resolution to be low resolution or regular resolution. Take your mouse up.
Why don't you don't see me? Because I don't feel it. I don't really want to be on screen, if that's okay.
That's fine. That's no problem.
I'm tending to my knee right now. I have a knee injury, so I don't want to advertise to the whole world what my knee is here.
Okay.
But I see you. I'm here.
Understood. Very good. So let's start. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Shemincha, Tati Tzerura, Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Vav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Chagvenu, Taharenu, No Ra. Kufrei Shayin, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor, Dor Sheyehudcha, Kevavat Shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kav Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Rachame Sidkacha, Tamid Gamlem. Betet Resh, Sadi Taf Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berotucha, Nael Adata. Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nun Ayin. The letters of the month, the pay that created the planet Noga, the planet Saturn, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, which is the Taurus, the bull. Together, the pay and the Vav have a gematria of 86 and indicate the connection to the name of God, Elohim, that deals with judgment, and also to the word Hateva, which means nature, which, as we will come to realize if you think about it, natural law is a frame of judgment. Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Taf. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. I'm now going to read a verse from the Zohar, as we do at the beginning of every study. I'm reading from a parasha of Metzora. And this is section 11, Cannot Quench Love. It's the Tosefta, verse number 42b. The Tosefta is a Hebrew word or Aramaic word that means addition. It's a part of the Zohar that was found separated from the initial release by Rabbi Moses de Leon. It was found later, around 1300. Boz yavozu lo my boz yoma tinyana viyoma shetita a viyoma shavia disukot dichon chavo menaske maim viyain dizayin yomin disukot. Israel Ayin Parim Lekapra Al Shivin Mimanan Begin Dela Yishtar Alma Karu Binaihu Ahidiktiv Vachamisha Asar Yom Begomer. Veik Ravtam Ola Ishe Vigomer. It would be utterly scorned. The Hebrew word is booze. What is booze? It is the initials of Bet, which equals 2, the second day, Vav, which equals 6, the sixth day, and Zion, which equals 7, the seventh day, of Sukkot, the holiday of booths, on which water and wine were poured. For water is the secret of chasadim, and wine is the secret of chokmah. Chasadim is mercy, loving kindness, chokmah is wisdom. During the 7 days of Sukkot, Israel sacrificed 70 bulls to atone for the 70 supernal ministers who are in charge of the 70 nations. This is the secret of the illumination of the left. The nations have only the illumination of the left, and Israel did this in order to prevent the destruction of the world by them. Hence it is written, and on the 15th day you shall offer a burnt offering, a sacrifice made by fire. If you add up the gematria of the word booze, 2 + 6 + 7 = 15. And this verse is coming to explain why so many of the holidays in the Hebrew calendar are on the 15th day of the Hebrew month, which is the full moon. The 15th day represents the exchange of energy between male and female, between the sun and the moon, at its greatest extent within each month. Each month represents a frame of reference of a certain type of energy. Each month is a different energy, as we've discussed previously. This verse is talking about the holiday of Sukkot and explaining why Israel shares this energy of these 70 sacrifices, because this is what keeps the world from being destroyed. Without those sacrifices, the ministers, the Elohim, because in other places they're referred to as the Elohim, not the gods, but the gods. They're not God, but they're significant angels, significant power, and they have the ability to destroy the universes. But Israel, by giving them, sharing with them the energy through these 70 sacrifices, these 70 bulls, is able to ameliorate their anger, their distrust. And this is also the root of all of the anti-Semitism in the world. It comes from Israel not sharing sufficiently of this energy. because there is no other person, nation in the lower world who has the ability to draw that energy into the lower world, meaning to these ministers. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Tonight, our lesson is about the holidays. We are in the middle of the holiday that stretches from Pesach to Shavuot. We call that holiday because each one of these days represents a holiday. It represents a day of energy, high energy. We call it the counting of the Omer. When the temple existed on the day after Pesach, the first fruit offering was brought to the temple. That offering was included barley, which is a grain that is typically fed to animals and not humans. When the temple was destroyed, the rabbis suggested that we do this mitzvah of counting of the Omer. And every day we count another day, starting with the day number one and up to day 50. And we count it in two ways because there's a disagreement in the Talmud as to which way it should be counted. So we count it as weeks, as in today I counted 3 weeks and 6 days. We counted it as the 20th day. And we also counted it in the frame of the Kabbalists with the Sefirot. Today was Yesod Shabbat Tiferet. And these three ways, plus the evaluation of our own spiritual level, which we do by using the various Hebrew letters and words associated with the ritual of the counting of the Omer. Psalm 67, which has 49 words within it, as well as 49 letters in its longest middle verse. And the Anabakoach, which has 42 letters, but when we add the words associated with each verse, the letters make up a seventh word. We have 49 words. And by using all of these Hebrew connections, either the letters or the words, we are able to do introspection and evaluate and cleanse ourselves as we build our vessel to receive the same light that came at Pesach for free with the light of the revelation of the of the Torah that takes place on Shavuot. What the Kabbalists are teaching us is that it isn't a historical event. Everything that we do within the religion of Judaism is based on connecting to energy, metaphysical energy that we either need to draw into this world or spread around this world or utilize within this world. And that is the deep reason behind every month and every holiday in the Hebrew calendar. It has nothing to do with a historical event. It has nothing to do with tradition or following the patterns of what our ancestors did. Because every year, the same day in every year, the same Hebrew day in every year, has the same energy available to it. There are holidays that have not yet revealed. One of those holidays is the manifestation of the Mashiach. It will occur on a day that is associated with its energy. It's not revealed in the Torah. It is discussed in the Talmud, but is not. There's no clear statement that this is the energy of when Mashiach will come. Not the year, but the particular month. It is clear that we will invest the third temple in the holiday of, or in the month of Cheshvan, which has no holidays. The question is whether it will be on the 15th day, the full moon, or the 17th day, the day the flood started. That is up open for discussion. That's not clear. But it definitely will happen in the month of Cheshvan. And the birth date of the Mashiach has been made clear by the prophecies that say it's the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, which is the most negative day in the Hebrew calendar, the day controlled by Satan. Every day of the year is controlled, is related to an energy of that day. And I have started to put that together as my time permits. You can look and see where we are, what kind of energy is available each day. It's on the website. You'll be able to find it from a link on almost every main page. Within the energy of the day is the energy associated with the 72 names of God and the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. Each day of the year has a specific connection to those two sets of names, those two sets of energy. And that helps us understand the energy of the day. We are in the counting of the Omer. There are two holidays that we will pass through on our way to the revelation of the Torah at Shavuot. Those 2 days, the first one, we had one yesterday, called Yom Ha'atzma'ut. Or actually, I should say today, but since it's after sundown, it was yesterday. Yom Ha'atzma'ut is a holiday that is not celebrated by the religious people because they have not yet fully accepted that the secular state of Israel can and is part of God's plan. It's still an energy day. It would not have been declared. The Independence Day for the State of Israel would not have been declared on the day it was declared, the third day of Iyar. It would not have been declared that day if that was not the energy appropriate for that to happen. But in actuality, that third day of Iyar, when the calendar is not being used because the Torah has been reinstated and people, the Sanhedrin, start to declare the months, declare the new moon as opposed to calculate the new moon, when that returns, if that had returned at that moment, the third day of Iyar in our Hebrew calendar would have been declared Rosh Chodesh and was declared Rosh Chodesh Sivan by the people who still follow the pattern of declaring the new month. They're called Karaites, and they're not accepted by the mainstream form of Judaism. But the energy of the day is still valid. And we have to understand that in order to evaluate what is the energy of a day. The next holiday is called Pesach Sheni. It occurs on the 14th day of Iyar, just like Pesach occurs on the 14th day of Nisan. Our seders are in the night of the 14th, and therefore they're the 15th day of the. But the holiday of Pesach Sheni is in the Torah. It's declared as a holiday. And it was created or implemented by people who were impure, who were not allowed to participate in the paschal sacrifice, in taking control of the lamb and bringing it to the temple to sacrifice the lamb. They were not allowed to do so because they were tumah, they were impure. They had been declared impure because they had touched or been involved with the transportation of Joseph HaSadik's body from Egypt on their way, the nation's way in the desert, to bring that body to its final resting place in the land of Israel. They asked, because they want to be close to God, they asked for an alternative. They were impure and couldn't participate in the paschal sacrifice, so they asked for an alternative to get close to God if someone was impure. And God told Moses to declare Pesach Sheni. But that's a historical event. Why would we continue to follow a historical event? And the answer is we don't. That day is the energy of a second chance. And who doesn't need a second chance? What is the energy of a second chance? What is the meaning of a second chance? We make a mistake, we start over. A business goes bankrupt, a person goes bankrupt. They start over. They've cleansed themselves from their previous situation. It's a second chance. We always need a second chance. And this is the energy that is the evening of May 5th and the day of May 6th. It is the 14th day of Iyar. And there's a simple ritual. We do not have to go through the ritual of the Seder because we've done that in Nisan. Although those who want additional energy can do it all over again because a second chance is putting energy in its order, in its Seder. But the rabbis have told us all you have to do to connect to this energy of a second chance in this month of Iyar, which is the month of healing, and certainly we can all understand that healing and second chance goes together. They're similar energies. All we have to do is have matzah. Wash for the matzah, say the hamotzi, say the blessing for the matzah, the same blessing we said the first night of the Seder. have the matzah, sufficient quantity, a kasayat level of matzah, which is essentially one of the squares from a matzah box, or half of the round matzahs, the shmura matzah. And then say the Berkat HaMazon when that meal is finished. Of course, you can have more than the matzah at that meal. You're not limited to the matzah. But the connection is through the matzah. The connection is through the limiting of the ego that is associated with the matzah. This connects you to the energy of second chance. And that is the purpose of Pesach Sheni. And we recommend that you participate in that. Not, I don't recommend it. The Kabbalists recommend it. Most of the Jewish world, most of even the religious community, is not truly aware of it. It's written on the calendars, but most people do not do anything because it's such a simple ritual. Who goes to think about it? And I'm so tired of matzah from last month. Who wants to eat it again? But this is people who are not truly aware of energy. And that's what the Kabbalah teaches us about energy. The day that that takes place, the 14th day, is the Sefirah of Hod, Chesed Shebechod. It's the first day of Hod. A few days later, on the 18th day of Iyar, we have another holiday that is even more expansive and more generally well-known in our current society, Jewish society. It's the day of Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer. And people celebrate it in Israel. Hundreds of thousands of people go to the grave, the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Meron, the city of Meron. And they go there and they light a bonfire. And that is their ritual. But that is not truly understood why. It's just a happy day, which all holidays should be, happy days. And it's recommended to go and light the bonfire if you are in Israel. But I'm not physically in Israel, so what is it that I can do to connect to this energy? Well, on one level, I can go to Israel in my mind. I can visualize those hundreds, if not thousands, of bonfires. Various people burning. But what is this all about? Why is there a need for a bonfire? What is this connection through fire to this energy? Some people tell you it is the Hilulah, the day, the anniversary. Again, not a historical event. But the day that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai chose to leave the world. I have to explain something when I use the word chose to leave the world. Our tzaddikim, our righteous people, have reached a level where death does not control them. Some of them leave the world on their birthday anniversary, because their cycle is completed. That's Moses was 120 years exactly on the day he left the world, the 7th of Adar. It was also his birthday, because his cycle was exactly 120 years. As the Torah says, that was the length of life at that time in that generation. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai chose to leave the world on this day, which is the 33rd day of the Omer, a day known as Chodesh Shebachot. Now, I need to try and explain to you this word, this name, this energy of Chodesh Shebachot. There are six Sefirot within the frame of Zeranpin, an Aramaic name for heaven. An Aramaic name for the Vav within the frame of the Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, the name of God that we should not pronounce because it's too much energy for the vessel. The fifth of those six Sefirot is Hod. One of the understandings of these first five of the six Sefirot is these Sefirot do not desire all of the energy of the light of wisdom, all that God can reveal to us. Because in the development of the desire to receive, desire to receive does not happen, does not get created without first having a desire to share and then losing what one once had. You have to know what you're missing by experiencing it and then desiring to share it and then losing what you once had and yearn to get it back. This is the process of creation. The desire, malchut, it's manifestation. But it's manifestation in the spiritual frame, the spiritual realm. It's not manifestation in our physical world. The spiritual world is a higher world than our physical world. The spiritual world desires more. The spiritual world reveals more. Hod Shebachod actually represents manifestation of the light of the Torah, without the limitation that comes from the physical world, from it being in matter, being concealed by a vessel called matter, by our physical world. Hod Shebachod is a larger, greater energy of the light of the Torah than the actual revelation on Shavuot. Except for one thing. We're in the physical world. We have no ability to connect to that energy. And Rabbi Shimon knew that. And he chose to leave the world today on Lag BaOmer, not today, on Lag BaOmer, to provide us a channel, a connection directly to that energy of heaven that's available on Hod Shebachod. And how do we connect to that? It's best to stay up all night if you can. It's best to study the Zohar, which is the writings of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is how we connect. And we will have an all-night, not an all-night study, but a long study of the Zohar on Lag BaOmer. That is Wednesday night, the 9th of May, leading to 10th, the 10th morning. We'll go as long as there are people willing to listen. This is the energy of Lag BaOmer. And then this is a day that within the frame of the Omer period, we are taught that the 24,000 students of Rabbi Shimon stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So some of the community, some of the different communities, have minhagim, they have customs, that they no longer have to not cut their hair. They can have weddings on this day because it's such a powerful, happy day. It is a unique day within the Omer. The Kabbalists say, keep the restrictions, keep the limitations until Shavuot. Except on this day, you can do everything without limitation, because this is the energy of the Torah. So we continue counting the Omer from the 33rd day, Hod Shebechod, on up to the 49th day, leading to the 50th day, which is Shavuot, the physical revelation of the Torah. And along comes the greatest Kabbalist of the last 1,000 years, the Ari, Rabbi Isaac Luria. And he teaches us something that's absolutely amazing. He teaches us that this day of Shavuot has the potential to provide us a chaos-free life until Rosh Hashanah. It has the ability to reveal the energy that provides us a chaos-free life. What do we have to do to achieve that? We have to limit our connection to the body consciousness. So we stay up all night on Shavuot until the sunrise. And during that night, we study the Torah. We read certain verses, essentially three verses at the beginning and three verses at the end of each book of the Torah. And by so doing, we connect to the energy of the Torah. And by limiting our connection to the physical body, and putting our desire to receive for sleep aside, we merit the miracle of a chaos-free life. When we go outside of our comfort zone, we merit miracles. And this is the energy of Shavuot that is available to us. Now, 20 years ago, the Orthodox community used to stay up. The conservative and reform communities still did not. Through the resolution, through the revelation, this information has become known. And so more and more communities are staying up and providing people who wish the opportunity to connect to that chaos-free period. Since Shavuot is a holiday, I will not be teaching. I will not be having a class. But I will provide you, for those who wish, who request it, what is the study? What are the verses to study? What should be read? Because not every community and not every location and not every synagogue does stay up that night. But if you are able to find a community, please attend. Make it work. Because true life insurance is the ability to end death, which is what the energy of the Torah is truly all about, and what we can do by staying up that night. Understand, this is not connecting to a historical event of the Torah being revealed on Mount Sinai. This is connecting to the energy of Bila HaMavet LaNetzach, the elimination of death, the swallowing up of death forever. How can someone not want to do that? The truth is, I have met people who do not want to do that. They're connected and they don't agree, they don't see it. Essentially, they have doubts whether the statement of the Ari is true. But even if it isn't truth, God forbid, what do you have to lose? Make it your business to find a place for that night to study all night, a place that knows what to study, a place to see the benefit of it on Shavuot. The difference in time is 86 days. 86 being the energy, gematria of Elohim. 86 being the name of God dealing in judgment. So this whole period of 86 days is a period of judgment. By counting the Omer, we sweeten the judgment, and we draw that energy of Bila HaMavet LaNetzach, the elimination of death, the swallowing up of death. It should be forever. It was potentially forever at the first revelation, at the revelation of the Torah. But we miscounted when Moses said, I'll be back in 40 days. We counted the first day he left as day number one, and it should have been counted as day zero. So when we counted 40, it was only 39. And Moses was lost to us. We thought he had died. The Satan showed people pictures of his death. And that's what takes place the 17th day of Tammuz, 39 days after the revelation of the Torah on the 6th of Sivan. All of these time periods of the Hebrew calendar are energy periods. They're all connected. The more you learn about them and the more you understand about their connection, the more you can plan your life not to hide from negative periods, but to know what's coming, to be aware of the period, and to utilize the energy in appropriate ways. When do you want to start a marriage? Certainly not in the Omer. Certainly not in the three-week period between the 17th of Tammuz and the 9th of Av, a period that is controlled by the negative system. Understanding these aspects of the Hebrew calendar is truly very important. And that's what all of these rituals associated with these various holidays are all about. Connecting to energy. Does anyone have any questions or comments? The class is a little short of the hour this time. It is the fifth class in this period. Without questions or comments, we will wish you a Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat. And keep counting the Omer. Keep building your vessel to receive the light of the Torah. That same light we receive for free on Pesach that we will earn on Shavuot. And receive that light so that Bila Hamavit La Netzach, the swallowing up of death.